an operation, and we're visiting today with Mr. Barnett Roberts of 1301 Elm Street in Banton. How do you spell Barnett? Will you tell me that?
Well, let's see how you spell it.
Well, B-A-R-N-E-T-T.
That's right. Now, you're the only one that spells it right.
Good.
I bet you I've had 75 try to spell it. They just put one T. That's Barnett. And actually, it's not Barnett.
Well, if you have one T, do you call it Barnett?
No, if you have two, it's Barnett.
Barnett, I see.
Isn't that right?
Well, I don't really know. A man's name's whatever he says
well,
it is.
Where I learned it, you know, the Barnett drugstore used to be in Paducah.
I don't remember that.
Going on 6th Street. On the right.
Just before
we got to the big old 6th Street Bridge, Barnett's. There was a Barnett's grocery and there was a Barnett's drugstore there, and this man told me that, and that's where I learned it. I didn't know any better.
Well, I didn't know any better, to tell you the truth. I just say that a man's name, if he spells it B-A-R-N-E-T and pronounces it William, well, that's what it is,
that's
as far as I'm concerned.
And yeah, you know, but if it's...
You must have been around a good long while, Mr. Barnett. How were you born in Marshall County?
I was born in Scale, Kentucky.
Scale, right in the heart of downtown Scale?
Right in the heart of downtown Scale, right by Uncle Joffre Johnson Mill.
And how long ago was that?
In 1902, the 13th day of April.
So you are now 84 years old?
No. 83.
83 years old, okay.
No, but now, man, that is where we all are all different on counting.
Well,
I say I'm 82.
82, all right.
You know where I get it?
No.
They start with one, you know.
Yes, sir.
Well, they put out a two the next time, don't they?
Yes, sir.
Well, they start, and government counting, that's the way it's counted. Am I right?
Well, I suppose you are. The federals or the state or the county?
All of it.
All of them count the same way. Yeah. All right, so you were born in Scale. I guess maybe you went to school there.
No, I went to Stahl.
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 S-T-A-H-L.
That's right.
Where was Stahl School located?
Well, you know where Scale was. You're going down to the crossroad where Kate Moore now lives.
Yes.
You turned to your right and you went up that way about a mile. And it was on the left on the road going to Bryansburg.
Well, now I've got Stahl located. First time I ever knew exactly where Stahl was situated.
Well, do you know where the Stahl home is down there? They call it a Stahl home.
No, sir, I don't really know.
Well, you know where the old store is, that old big concrete block store? Well, that's the Stahl home. It went plumb on down to the crossroad.
What was your father's name?
James Moses Roberts.
James Moses Roberts.
And
your mother's name was?
Martha Catherine Harshfield before she married.
She was a Harshfield.
That's right.
And that family had been in Marshall County a while, too.
That was one of the oldest, old settled families of the first.
Do you remember anything about any of your grandparents?
I guess I do. My grandmother raised me.
Well, okay. Tell us a little about her.
Well, there's just one thing that I can say. And I believe that Ruth has heard the same thing. She raised a big family. She married Roberts first, and the next time her husband died. And they were 14 of the children in all. And her and my father raised most of them up to be grown. And then mother died when I was 6 months old. And she took me and kept me, and about the only thing that I could say if a fellow didn't appreciate one like that, he wouldn't be much.
Yeah, I can understand that. What was her name?
I don't know whether I'm going to get all this together or not.
Well, don't worry about it. That's okay. Did you know any of your grandfathers?
No, I didn't know any of them.
Okay. Well, when you went to Stahl School, do you remember any of the teachers you might have had?
I can even tell the first one I went to school to.
Oh, that's great.
Walter Peck.
Walter Peck. I remember Mr. Walter Peck.
Had one finger on.
Uh-huh.
And the first day of school, he gave me a whipping.
Well.
Now, you know spanking, you know how they're done.
Oh, yeah. I had
You're
about...
a teacher, too, so you know how that goes.
Well, I had about 800.
He held it up, so. And you always want to count 10. Eight fingers and two thumbs made 10.
Mm-hmm.
I counted, so I could count when I started school. I was 5 years, nearly 6 years old. See, back then they let them go when they got ready. 80 years ago, they started school if it's 6 or 7. Some of them never did go.
Mm-hmm.
And he put them up there and tell me to count them. He kept on that. Maybe he'd done that 5 or 6 or 7 times. He made me mad. He said, I'd count it, I'd say 9. Now that was off right there.
Mm-hmm.
Plumb down to the joint there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, there ain't not but 9 there. He said, it's 10. I said, you're a liar.
Oh, my. So you...
Well, he was.
You challenged him, well.
He was, to tell the truth about
it. I won't get into that argument.
But what I meant by that was actually counting.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
But 10 was right, but still I wasn't old enough and didn't realize what it meant.
A little more diplomatic
got
to learn to be later, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Walter Peck. Well,
Walter
that's fine.
Peck.
And
the next thing I went to school to was... I went to some mud.
Well, just any of them that you might think
of.
Oh,
I went to Zero Rug, R.E. White, Arthur Walker, and Clay Walker, John Gillihan, they were all good teachers. Now, I'm about to say that. They were all good teachers. But I'm going to tell you one as good a teacher. I don't care if she's what they say about it, anywhere they go. It's Ruth Holland.
Karen Holland, uh-huh.
She's one of the good teachers that Marshall County ever afforded.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I don't remember hearing her name before. But.
Well, she was. She was one of the, she was a pleasing kind. She made no difference in one, if it was you, if it was me, or if it was her, we were all the same.
Mm-hmm. That's a good principle to follow.
And she played with us, she played with the little ones, she played with the big ones. And if you wanted to know anything, she didn't sit up there, as they were saying, on the rostrum, not tell you. She'd come explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's what I call a teacher.
Yes, sir. Sounds real good to me.
What
did you like best in school, the arithmetic part?
Yeah, that's right.
You started out counting kept counting.
Back then, of course, you're old enough to recollect it too, I imagine.
To a one-room school, yes, sir.
I don't know whether they taught that mental arithmetic then or not, did they?
Not very much, no.
But you recollected it.
I remember a bit of it. Yeah.
Well, they taught that. She taught mental arithmetic.
We'd have cipher matches.
Yeah.
Remember those things? You'd stand up the board and they'd give you a problem
see
who could work it the fastest.
Yeah, and then
some of them just worked it in their head.
Yeah, I went up there many a time. Before I ever left the seat, knew what it was. Just put the answer down to the thing, go on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you...
Now, I was interested in that one thing, and reading, I never could learn to read, but I found out later, I can read. Now, don't misunderstand me there. I'm slow about it. Mm-hmm. But I found out later why. It was my eyes.
Yes, sir.
Now they correct all that stuff. Mm-hmm. The line, but I could run this line, read this line just to fly. But when it come back, I had to use my finger to catch the next line.
Oh, and the next one, so you...
You've seen them do it in school.
Yes, I have. That's, well, what... do you remember any of the games you might have played as a young boy?
Any of the games?
Like recess, did you play?
Oh, we played ball. And... just everything that it was to play
Pop
at school.
The whip.
Pop the whip. And,
Wolf over the
yeah,
river.
Yeah, and two-eyed cat. And baseball. Well, just whatever it was played in school, we played it.
Did you?
We had a little team of our own.
Could you run pretty fast?
Well, I could run pretty fast, but not like we had one that could beat me. A little fella could beat me. Amos Singers, he was the fastest little booger running I ever saw.
Yeah. I know we used to play fox and dogs. And
oh, we used to play that on all the hills at dinner. Uh-huh. When we was in school, I recollect one time we come in about 5 minutes late and we had to stay overtime 5 minutes.
Yeah, in fact, I one time had a whipping from running off so far that we didn't come back in time. As they'd always say, it's time for books.
That's right. And you stand at the door and you come in one at a time.
That's right. Some of the play, I heard about one school where they had two doors and the girls went in one door
that's
and
right.
Boys
did
the other.
Where we did. Mm-hmm. Where we were.
Now, after you got sort of up to be grown, I guess, what kind of entertainment did you look around for? Were there things like play parties, square dances, so on? Or?
Well, let's just start in from the start on that. After I got big enough to get it go around, I started going to Oak Valley to church and Sunday school. Mm-hmm. When I got big enough to go by myself.
Yes, sir.
Of course, I went with my sister before. I went to Oak Valley Church and Sunday School, and then I went to other places. Back them days, they just had one sermon a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place.
I remember that, too.
So they would go to Oak Valley that Sunday. Probably we'd go to Bryansburg to the Methodist Church one Sunday, and the Church of Christ up there the next Sunday. And then next Sunday would be down at Zion's Cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know where all of them are.
Oh, yes. I surely do.
Well, now, that was the way I started out in life, and just from well, just to make a long story short, from dances to boat shows.
You could go over to Birmingham. That was on the river.
I got on a cotton blossom, went on a cotton blossom to Cairo.
Oh, that was quite a trip, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was a good trip. Enjoyed it. And then I went over to Illinois to a meeting over there. And a bunch of boys decided to all get together that some few of them had lived here that went over there. So we went over to have a meeting, all of us be together. It's not Hollis House. I'll tell you where it was. And I got acquainted with a bunch over there, and then I went over there several trips. And I enjoyed myself. I had a good time. And my daddy, I didn't drink. I didn't do that at all. I didn't get out here and cuss and rave and jump up and down and do like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed myself and I had a good time. I lived a good life.
Well, where did you meet your wife? Was she from this part of the country?
Yeah, she was raised here. You know, I don't know whether I can tell you. You heard them talk about the big hill up here between here and Hardin?
Oh, yes, I
well,
remember.
Well, there's where she was born, up there on that big hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved from there down further this way, and then they moved on over to, I don't know who owns it now, I guess Hatton Morgan owns it now. And then they moved from there to Bridesburg. Well, I got acquainted with her during that time. And when they moved to Bridesburg, I come as going with her. Well, I come as going with her when I was 12 years old.
What was her name?
Myrtle Anderson.
Myrtle Anderson.
Right. That's right.
That's another good Marshall
County name. Her father was a Church of Christ preacher.
There's some Andersons out around Fair Dealing.
Well, that's the same bunch.
Same group, okay.
Same bunch.
Right, and you got married about when? How old were you?
I was 18 years old.
Uh-huh. So you started young to housekeeping, and you, what did you do, farm?
We farmed for, well, and just to make that complete in there up till I moved to Benton and taking carpenter trade only. I done carpenter work, I worked on the farm, and whatever there was to do. Just a general line of whatever there was to do, help swap work with the neighbors and all that stuff, and help the neighbors.
I understand you built Ezra and Ruth Blumenberg's basement.
That's right. That's right, and I really did enjoy it. And I'm going to say one thing, and I'd say it to her back the same as well to her face. If the world was all as full of people as Ezra Blumenberg was, you could throw every gun you've got if there's room in the ocean.
You wouldn't need a lock on the door.
You wouldn't need a lock on the door. You wouldn't need nothing, for he was absolutely one good man. And everybody in Benton loved him. Okay, he was our he was my mail carrier.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Now you, I understand you've been working still in a way at the carpenter trade.
Oh,
have
yeah.
you built a house out here lately? Or?
Well, not for the last just to say to start in take it all on my own for the last about three years ago.
But you did build a little house out here in your yard that I saw as I came in.
Oh,
what
yeah,
did you do with that?
I built that thing to sell, and I found out it was so convenient after I got it done and put my things up to quit to come in the house, they decided they didn't want to sell it.
You just keep it.
Some of them said, well, why are you going to leave that tacky thing stuck out there on that back porch? I said, well, it may be tacky and look old, but I said, I am too.
Yeah. Did you and your wife have any children?
No, we were never lucky enough to have any.
And your wife recently died.
That's right.
What, about a year ago, something
like that?
The
11th of June was a year ago.
Mm-hmm. But you... I understand that you may have raised a child.
Yeah, we had a little girl. That's one. She's in Union City. She's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too terribly far away.
No,
you get to see her occasionally, I guess.
Yeah, she comes every 2 weeks. Without something comes up that she... Well, she's in the operating room. She's... Well, now, if you can answer a question for me that I don't know.
Well, I'll try.
She learned she was a nurse. She went and made the RN. She completed that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she wasn't satisfied. And she went on and went further. And now, if I understand it right, if something should happen to the doctor, that she can take over and take care of till they get another doctor there.
Mm-hmm.
She's above a nurse. What do they call them?
Well, there are several grades of RNs. There used to be a hospital school, and then there's a 2-year program of nurses, and then there's a 4-year program.
Well, she completed.
She probably went and got a Bachelor of Science
in
nursing.
She went 4 years straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She went 4 years straight. And
well, that's probably a bachelor's degree in nursing. Well, I would guess that's what it is.
See, they called her in here the other night. Had to have her, the other day. She was supposed to come down here, was just fixing to come. She said if they just waited 5 more minutes, it wouldn't have got her.
Uh-huh.
So she had to go down there and help with them. They finally got the baby to breathe.
Well, you tell us some of the things about the crops you raised. And
Well, it's just an ordinary crop like you people raise up there, corn, hay, and tobacco, wheat. And strawberry, and a general garden, just garden.
And you swapped work with the neighbors.
That's
you
right.
You had to kill hogs together.
Cut wood together. That was a general thing. And they'd have wood cutting, and you cut my wood this time, and the next time I cut the other fellow's wood. Mm-hmm. And the women, they'd have a quilting and fix dinner for that bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So back then, it's not like it is now, no. We enjoyed it then.
Now, you did a lot more associating with another than we do today.
That's right.
I'm sorry we've lost that phase of pioneer life.
I am too.
Everybody leaves home, goes off to a job somewhere, and they come in tired and busy, and did you ever go to the neighbor's house and just sit till bedtime?
Many a time. Go and play chinkers and dominoes and everything else to forget what time it was and look up and it'd be 12 o'clock for a long. Many a time.
They had owl boards, some of them did. You ever play owl?
Oh, yeah. I've got with boards sitting in yonder now.
I thought you might have. That was funny. And
yes, it was. I've lost the owls. I don't know where they're at. You're talking about the little round ones.
Yeah, where you thumped it with your finger.
That's right.
So on.
They're black and red one.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about town. I guess you came to Benton at least Big Singing Day and Tater Day and so on. What was the city like back then? You remember any of the stores? Or?
Well, I commenced coming over here when I was about, I guess I was 14. I come before that a lot. I'm going to start first.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday noon. It didn't make a difference what you were doing. Without it was something that, like getting the oxen ditched and had to get him out. Mm-hmm. Saturday noon, Dad take a nap. So I'd come to Benton, go where I want to, and I'd come to Benton. Well, I can't tell you, it was a small place. From where the first one this place is now is where the father of all run it. And then, I'm going to take it back on this side,
mm-hmm.
where the City Hall is. He run it, and they were Sut and Edgar on the other side. So there was two stores there. Well, if I could just think like I used to, I could tell you, but I can't. I can recollect the Colored Baptist Church down north in town, but Boy Ford place. I went to church there.
Oh, well, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, there was a Colored Baptist Church down there.
Mm-hmm.
In north end of Benton, right? Oh, I guess, I'd say 150 to, well, it went from, you lived there on the corner, didn't you? Where the Dodge place is. It's between you and Boy Ford. Only it's set back off, further off the ditch. And a whole bunch of us boys and girls decided one evening, I was over at Taterville, I was going to Preacher Hoover's mother at the time, that we'd come to church Benton that night. Well, there wasn't nothing said about where we were going. We got over here, and I said, we just go over to the colored church. And I'm going to tell you, I never was treated any nicer in my life. They met us at the door, even over to move out, let us sit over here, and them sit over there. When they said, do you want us to do that? I said, no. Mm-hmm. And I still say it. They've got a soul the same as I have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. You were born in Scale. Was there very much business there?
Well, there was Uncle Taylor Pace run the store, Marcus Pace run the store, and Louis Cox run a peddling wagon out of Scale.
Now that's three commercial operations. Yeah. I didn't really know it was that large, but
yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Very good. Well, and
Uncle Alfred Johnson had the little grist mill. It is a busy little place where it'd take half a day to grind a bushel. But it done a job and it made good meal.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know our half hour is about gone. We got another minute or so. Do you have any special story you could tell us? Anything that was funny to you? Or?
Well, you mean in the peculiar area?
Yeah, just anything that along that line that might leave us with some.
Well, just to tell you the truth about it, the only story that I've got to tell about, it's going to sound odd when I say it, that life in general is a peculiarity.
Well, I think about anybody might agree with that.
I think that's right. I think life in general, take just say, like you live one life, I live, and she lived another. Mm-hmm. Well, life is a peculiarity, for you don't see too many that agrees on most everything. And now that's about the whole life that I believe anybody can give. That may not mean the answer to what you have asked, for they could bend a dozen or more questions asked on that.
But anyway, in America, we have a right to our own opinion.
We've got a free privilege.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
I've enjoyed it.
We've been here today with our oral history microphone at 1301 Elm Street in Benton, talking to Barnett Roberts. This is Ray Mofield speaking. We return you now to our studio.